Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to EMS Live in Wisconsin. This program is recorded.
Well, welcome to EMS Live in Wisconsin. Today is Tuesday, May 10, 2016. This is Joe Cavelli with the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin. I have on the streamed broadcast today Dan Williams and Chris Anderson. Hi, guys. Welcome to another program.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Welcome to you as well from this cloudy and rainy day.
It is definitely a spring kind of day in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Same thing by me, too. Well, we've got some things to talk about today. Next week, of course, is National EMS Week, May 15 to 21. And National EMS Week for Children's Day is May 18th. It's been a week that has been celebrated for a long, long, long time. And obviously, with emergency medical services, it draws attention to your individual departments as well as what is happening in the world of EMS. It also presents an opportunity for recruitment and creating awareness around emergency medical services. So the third week in May is celebrated as EMS Week. Governor Scott Walker has signed a proclamation declaring it EMS Week throughout Wisconsin, which is always a very, very nice thing. EMS Week nationally is a part of the American College of Surgeons in conjunction with the National Association of EMTs. This year's theme is very interesting. You know, each year they come out with a theme. And so this year's theme is called To Care is the theme. And Dan and Chris, I know you had a few things that you wanted to chat about. Can you give us a quick snapshot? We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about it more.
Well, this is Dan. I just wanted to kind of bring out the whole issue. I think that sometimes we're not comfortable talking about as service providers and, you know, at the higher levels, as well as the people, the staffing that work for us, which is really to talk a little bit about the well-being of our own staff. You know, I think we see a lot of stuff out there, and just thought we'd have a little conversation about that, and how people are managing that.
Okay, very good. Chris, did you have some things you wanted to chat about a little bit later, too, in the show?
Well, I think about very
quick. Oops, I think I missed something there, Chris.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yep, go ahead.
I think it's license renewal process.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the EMT renewal process. I just get little clips in bits there. Let me That's okay. No problem. Thank you very much, Chris. Today's program is going to run about 25 minutes, and it's sponsored today by JMB Medical, Jefferson Fire and Safety, and Cardiotronics. Just back in March, we announced the Wisconsin rebate for ambulance services. It's something that Attorney Brad Schimmel announced, and we, as the PAW organization, were very pleased to be a part of that effort. JMB Medical, it caught their attention. They're obviously a major distributor of EMS medical products and services. And so what they've created is a Narcan administration kit. And this is eligible for the rebate that is set up with Amphastar on a statewide basis throughout Wisconsin. So if you're a Wisconsin ambulance service and you're using naloxone or Narcan, the prefilled syringes that they have in their kit are definitely eligible for the rebate that is set up through Amphastar. If you'd like more information on the dedicated kit that JMB Medical has set up, you may contact Josh Tebow. He's their Wisconsin sales representative at 616-915-6392. That number again is 616-915-6392. You're listening to EMS Live in Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
This program is sponsored by Jefferson Fire and Safety, providing high-quality equipment and service to fire, EMS, and police agencies from across Wisconsin, and manufacturer's representative for Lifeline Ambulances. Find them on the web at jeffersonfire.com.
EMS Live in Wisconsin is produced by the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin. To speak with the co-hosts or guests during the live show, dial 646-929-1081 and press number 1 on your keypad, or send an email to emslive@paaw.us. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to EMS Live in Wisconsin. This is Joe Cavelli, joined by Dan Williams and Chris Anderson. And gentlemen, I want to just bring out National EMS Week, as we mentioned, is May 15 to 21. It's coming up rather quickly, but it serves as a great opportunity for EMS leaders, staff, and communities to celebrate their local ambulance services and emergency services in general. Dan and Chris, do you have some examples you'd like to share of some EMS Week activities you're aware of, or maybe activities your individual departments are sponsoring or promoting?
Well, this is Dan. What we try to do is recognize our own people. Our facilities don't lend to great open house opportunities for the community, unfortunately. Hopefully that'll be remedied when we get a new station. But what I really try to focus on is, doing a recognition of our own staff and making sure that they understand how much we appreciate them. And I think sometimes we forget to do that sometimes. So that's our big thing. But, I've heard that, a lot of places do all kinds of things. They have big open house, big cookouts for the community, all kinds of things that will recognize their people, EMT of the year, a lot of those recognition type things. It's all done and kind of wrapped up into EMS Week. Recruitment is certainly an issue. That's a good opportunity for recruitment, especially the volunteer corps that we have out there, which we couldn't do EMS in Wisconsin without that. But we know that recruitment is an issue, and this is a good week for people to have the light kind of focused on them and get out there and see if they can stir up some people's interest in the community. So I think those are all good things, and it's a great opportunity to support them.
Chris, thank you very much, Dan. How about with Bell Ambulance in Milwaukee, Chris? Do you do anything with EMS Week? Or I should say, what do you do? Because I'm sure you do something.
Yeah, we're actually doing it this week, starting today. We're cooking out all day long for all of our staff. And the reason we do it the week prior to EMS Week is because the hospitals around here in Milwaukee County are really good about providing primarily food, which, everybody likes food. But they also do some prize drawings and things, and there's always something going on. Kind of run into those events, we separate it by a week. So we're doing it starting today, and we're grilling out, even though everything is being set up right now as we speak. And we have to cook for about 100 people a day, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. So it's kind of an undertaking, but it's definitely worth it, and it gives us a chance to get everyone give us a chance to talk to everyone, some of the people that we don't see regularly once a month. And so it's a really nice opportunity for that. We do it over the course of 3 days so that we can cover each shift.
Very good. The one nice thing about EMS Week is I also have always thought is hearing the word thank you, or thank you for your services, thank you for your dedication, some type of appreciation. It may come from city officials, it might come from the media, it might come from the public as you invite the public into your quarters or department to see what you do and how you do it. It's usually centered around an event like Dan and Chris had mentioned. But I think that is probably the biggest takeaway point. I have found that EMS individuals in my work for 30 years, and I know Dan's been doing it longer than I, and Chris about the same, is people really enjoy hearing the word thank you or appreciation. It doesn't matter what it is or the type of activity. They just like to hear those words. Many of them are volunteers or started out as volunteers and then later made it into a career. If you're listening to our program on the phone, or if you're listening via the internet, via our streamed podcast, how do you participate in EMS Week activities? What are some things that your departments are doing? If you'd like to be brought into the conversation, just press number 1 on your keypad, or you can send an email to emslive at paw, P paaw.us. Chris is monitoring our email inbox. So how do you celebrate and mark EMS Week at your individual departments? So go ahead and press number one on your keypad, or feel free to send us an email. One thing that I wanted to point out is that Governor Scott Walker did sign a proclamation proclaiming next week as Emergency Medical Services Week. He points out the vital public service that people in communities are entrusted by their local ambulance service to take care of those who experience sudden illness or serious injury, not to be taken lightly by any means. And he extends his appreciations to emergency medical service personnel. That includes dispatchers, first responders, EMTs, paramedics, nurses, physicians, everybody that's really involved in making up the delivery for emergency medical services. We've posted his proclamation on the PAW homepage at paaw.us, and you'll see it in the upper right corner of the homepage. Just click the proclamation by Scott Walker link, and that will bring it up, and you can see it firsthand and maybe share it with others who may visit your department here next week during EMS week or at other points in time to help commemorate the activities. Chris and Dan, did you have anything else regarding EMS week?
I think something you mentioned, Joe, about contacting the media, getting some exposure for your services, I think that is a great point, and it's a good reason to do it. It's kind of a tie-in. It's something that isn't covered nearly enough. I mean, we all read the news and watch the news, and, you know, oftentimes it's the same stories over and over. And the public, I think, they sometimes don't realize what happens, how EMS systems work, how much work is involved in making them successful, and I think it's a great opportunity. And people like stories like that. There just aren't enough of them out there.
And I agree with you too, Joe, about the saying thank you. You know, none of us got into this job to have people thank us, but boy, when you hear it, it sure means a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris and Dan. Dan, I know you wanted to also talk about EMS wellness programs, something that's very important. I think in EMS work, it's kind of an on-again, off-again. You know, your call activity can go on streaks, and then you have a bit of idle time, and then, you know, before you know it, you're running again. But taking care of the caregiver is a very important thing as well, so EMS wellness programs are very important. What did you want to share with us about those?
Well, I just thought it was, as long as we're talking about, you know, our own staff this week and next week and doing things for them and about them, I think it's time for us to really spend some time thinking about, you know, are we doing enough for them from a wellness standpoint? And I'm not really talking about, you know, diet and those types of things, but that's very important. But making sure that people are doing okay. Like I said, we have a lot of things that we see out there that aren't, you know, the most pleasant type things, and some people have different ways of dealing with those. But I think everybody hits a point when they need to at least talk to somebody, and you just, I think, have to have those processes in place so that people are comfortable coming forward to talk about those things, whether it be in your service itself or having EAP programs available for people to get that support if they don't want to be recognized as having an issue. But I think if you haven't thought about that in your service and haven't written that into your process, it might be something that you might want to start to consider as we embark on EMS week. I just think that as the responders get less and less, I think it's more valuable that we try to keep who we have, and recognizing stress and people who are having maybe some issues coping with certain things, it might be time to start focusing more on our own people, as well as the patients that we take care of.
Absolutely, Dan. Mental wellness is a big part of this. I know, you know, you come across some interesting things, some scary things, some shocking things in this industry, and quite often when there is a major event that involves whatever the situation might be, there's critical incident debriefing, there's counseling services that are provided, but there's also the ongoing need of just doing this work day in and day out, or as situations arise that you could carry with you for some time. So I'm glad that you brought this out. Chris, do you have anything? I'm sorry, Dan, go ahead.
I just was saying, I just thought it was a good opportunity to do that and have those programs in place because, like you said, whether you think you're handling is one thing, you may not be handling it as good as you think you are. And like I said, no matter how long or how tough we think we are, we've been in this business or whatever, there comes a time when you need to decompress. And it happens to everybody. And if for the people who say it's never happened to them, then they're kidding themselves and may actually need the help more than anybody.
That's a great point. I mean, a lot of people that we meet in this line of work, they think they're very tough. And, you know, you can't emphasize that enough, that they'll keep doing the work no matter what, and they'll keep soldiering on, even if they realize they have a problem. And that's not safe, you know, it's not healthy for any of us. So, and it's amazing, you know, I've seen it happen a few times over the years where someone has said, you know what, I do need help. And as soon as they do that, you know, they just feel 100% better, just realizing it and sharing that.
Excellent points. Thank you very much, Chris and Dan. If you'd like to contribute to our conversation, please press number one on your phone keypad, or feel free to send an email to Chris, who's monitoring our email inbox. The email address is emslive@paw.us. There's something that's coming up on the horizon here in June that regards EMT and first responder license renewal. We wanted to touch base on that. Helen Poulin at the state office in Madison has been sending information out continually for about the last 18 months to 20 months about the renewal process. And as the window of opportunity is slowly starting to close on this, we definitely want to touch base on it. So after our next break, we'll be chatting a little bit further about EMT and first responder license renewals and some important considerations that you should be making right now if you haven't done anything yet. You're listening to EMS Live in Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Frustrated with EMS equipment breakdowns? Is equipment sitting on the shelf waiting to get repaired only to be left with an unreliable backup, having to chase down or wait for a repair technician? If so, there's a simple fix. Cardiotronics is a single-source service maintenance provider dedicated to EMS equipment. They service several Wisconsin customers already. Besides repairing your equipment, they'll create a formalized maintenance program. They have three main objectives: reduce costs, improve reliability of your equipment, and minimize service events. Contact Craig Harmon at Cardiotronics today at 855-433-3427 or find them on the web at cardiotronicshealth.com. Make Cardiotronics your next service call.
Welcome back to EMS Live in Wisconsin. This is Joe Cavelli, joined by Dan Williams and Chris Anderson. Dan and Chris, I know you're respectively managers at your departments. One thing that you probably work a lot with, I would imagine, is EMT and first responder license renewals. It's something that happens every other year in our state. And Dan, you being previous section chief for the state of Wisconsin EMS office, I know a few years back you were probably intimately involved in EMT license renewals. For those listening, the licensing period is starting to close here. Every Wisconsin EMT and first responder needs to renew its license by June 30 of 2016, or you cannot practice on an ambulance service. You cannot provide patient care. Your license is, in a sense, lapsed or expired. So, Dan, do you mind sharing a bit of information here? I know Helen's working very, very hard and her staff with the licensing renewals. There's 22,000 licenses in the state that need to be renewed every other year. So it's no small task. There's a lot of heavy lifting.
Sure. Well, when I was at the state EMS office, we were still in the paper mode. We were just starting to transition into the computer side of things. So I was always very surprised and overwhelmed by the stack of paper that came in this time of year, and then managing it and trying to get it out the door. So the automatic process that we've put in place for relicensure has really stepped up the game, and it doesn't require that big push at the end. I know we've had people on our staff that they've finished all their obligations for continuing ed, and they've had their license for 3-4 months already. So that's a really good thing, because it used to come boom all at the end. But you know, it still doesn't mean that it's an easy task, and I know Helen has her hands full there, and it's a lot of people to get through the pipeline in a short period of time. And I think from a service perspective, we have to make sure that all of our people, in fact, do relicense. Even though it's not a service provider's responsibility for each individual, you still need to make sure that your people have gone through the relicensure process, because if, in fact, you have somebody on your roster who forgot and you don't check on them July 1st and those people are working, technically those people are not a licensed provider and are illegal to be on your service. And if you're billing any one of the federal programs, those all become fraudulent claims, which is another whole issue that is another topic for another day. But there are some significant ramifications when you have somebody on staff that has not done their relicensure. So there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle of which I think most people are aware of, but inevitably I think people look at their rosters and they find one or two people every year that for some reason it didn't get through the process.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, we have that discussion every other year here, and it's we always kind of, it can be frustrating because, like you said, Dan, you know, the individuals are responsible, and you don't want to feel like you have to hold their hands, but you actually do in the end, because if you don't have staff, you know, you can't provide the service. So I remember years ago, the paper process and, you know, the paper roster and all that, and say it is amazing how much better it is. I just renewed my own license last week, and I would say it took about 5 minutes. The process is easier.
Oh, we keep losing you there, Chris, in and out a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go. Now you're back.
I just wanted to say the renewal process this year is much better than it's ever been. It's quick. It's painless. It's very clear that the individual is responsible for maintaining all of their documents and records. But as long as you have all that stuff saved somewhere safe, you should be good to go.
Excellent. So if anyone has questions regarding their EMT or first responder license renewal or what the components are that are required, for example, number of hours, number of continuing education units, having a current CPR card, those types of things, you can refer to the Wisconsin EMS office section website, and they've clearly spelled out everything there. Is there anything else, Dan or Chris, before we wrap today's show up?
I don't have anything, Joe. I think we brought up quite a few different things for people to at least think about, and I think that's part of what we're supposed to be doing on this show. So I think it's another successful run at it.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Chris and Dan, for being a part of the program today. The next EMS Live program is Tuesday, May 24, starting at 9 a.m. Our guest is going to be Jeff Grady. Jeff is with the Three Pillars Technology Solutions Group in Madison. Recently at the PAW Board of Directors meeting last Thursday, Jeff was our guest presenter, and it was an eye-opening opportunity. He spoke a lot about the HIPAA compliance and security risk analysis. He discussed how HIPAA, a number of years ago, really started out as a means of capturing a patient's signature so that they knew their rights. But now it's moving more into the digital world. And Dan and Chris, I know you can speak to this. Patient care records, they're all kept on a computer now versus paper forms. So now we have another level of security and risk that needs to be analyzed and addressed, and some type of compliance plan that needs to be put in place. And those are some of the talking points that Jeff's going to share with us when we have our next webcast on May 24th. EMS Live is broadcast live. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I just, having heard him speak previously, I think I would encourage everyone to listen. It's going to be very, very, very important information.
It was an eye-opener for me, and the meeting that we had with Paul last week was really an opportunity for education and information versus just a meeting. And I was just really captivated with what Jeff was sharing. Find him to be a very interesting speaker, and his information is very, very timely. And again, it's to help people stay out of trouble and to set up their ambulance service in the correct correct way and how to mitigate your risk. So we look forward to having Jeff's participation next time on May 24th. EMS Live is broadcast live via the phone and internet the second and fourth Tuesday every month. Today's program was recorded and will be available on demand from the PAW website at paaw.us. We thank you very much for listening to today's program. We wish you congratulations and success with your EMS Week activities, and we'll look forward to chatting again on May 24th. Have a good day.
EMS Live is produced by the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin, which is dedicated to healthy, sustainable ambulance and emergency medical services delivery in Wisconsin. Program comments can be emailed to emslive@paaw.us. That's emslive@paaw.us. Thank you for listening.